Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
For Patriots Today, I'm Bob Sosi here in White Sulphur Springs, West Virginia at the Greenbrier, which might seem in the proverbial middle of nowhere. But there was plenty of star power on Thursday as the Patriots continued to join practices with the Saints. There was NBA Hall of Famer, West Virginia's favorite son, Jerry West. Two-time Masters champion, Bubba Watson. Patriots Hall of Fame receiver, Troy Brown. And another of West Virginia's favorite sons, the chancellor of Rand University, none other than Randy Moss, who was a special guest of the team's prior to practice and spoke with the media after it.
How did Tom look out there today?
I was just telling Tom, he looked good. He looked like the game has slowed down for him. And anytime the game slows down for you, that's dangerous. You know, because that means he's able to think a little bit slower to be able to make decisions for the offense. So it just looked good to me, you know, just from the outside looking in. He's just making his throws, reading the defense, changing his mic calls and things like that. So I just told him, man, if the game has slowed down this much for you, man, it's only great things can happen.
How do you feel like he's sort of reacting, Randy, to everything going on around him with the fight with the NFL and the ball?
Well, you know, I mean, one thing that y'all have to realize is Tom's human. I mean, I'm not going to sit up here and tell you that it doesn't affect him. I think not only does it affect him, it affects everybody in his circle, you know. And it's just something that as a professional, you just have to just live with it, just move on from it. And we talk, every month, but that's something we don't talk about. I told Tom, first and foremost, that I'm going to stand by him regardless of what happens, and I don't call him to talk about anything negative. So friends are supposed to stay positive and move you in the right direction, and that's what I'm there for.
Were you itching to get out there and maybe run a route with him today?
He wanted me to. He threw me the ball a couple times, but it was great being around the guys. I think I reached out to Coach a couple months back and just told him I was in the area. It'd be nice. I wanted to bring a few kids up here. But it was a short notice thing, and just by seeing the love and just hearing the fans out of the state of West Virginia, I think this is a good thing that the Greenbrier is putting on.
How do you look back on your days as a New England Patriot? How fondly do you look back on it?
It's funny that you asked that, because I always wondered myself how I would reflect back on my career. And you know what's funny? I look on the internet, look at myself, and wonder, how was I able to run and do the things that I was able to do? And now, I never really got caught up in things, when it was dealing with me, like overwhelming. But some of the things that I see myself do, knowing that I'm older, I was like, wow, I was able to do that stuff. So, just out of the confidence that I've always had, never cocky. And I think that you have to have a certain swag to play this game. And like I said, me going back and looking at my highlights, man, is just something that for 14 years, I think I did something right.
And I know it's probably a silly question, but it's definitely over. You're never coming back to play again.
I would say never, but let's leave it at that.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.